On Thursday, June the 8th, Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam sat down with Allegheny Mountain Radio for his monthly report to our listeners. In this first part, Mr. Beam says the Board of Education is seriously considering closing the current board office and relocating the offices to another building. He explains how this can be done without cost to the Board of Education or to the county.
I'd like to talk about the possible relocation of our board office. The first thing I want to say, because it'll be the thing that resonates the most with everyone, is that not one red cent of county money will be used in the relocation of this board office if and when that occurs. Over the past several years, we've had water damage in different amounts and different times, which we've been given insurance money to use to repair. Well, this building is way too far gone to sink a lot of money into keeping repairing it, so that money's been put away. So in the event we found a location where we could move our board office to, we could use our flood money to do that with. And that's where this would come from. So I don't want the public in any way to think that we're laying off people and that we're talking about closing schools, but we're going to have a new board office.
Mr. Beam was quick to point out that this flood insurance money was received because of past flood damage to the board office and cannot legally be used to pay for anything else other than replacing or repairing the board office. He explains why relocating the board office to another building makes so much sense.
I think that the board office is the symbol of your school system. When you go to a county to visit, you want to know where the board office is, and you hope that it's at least presentable. This building here, to be really frank, is not. We've hosted 2, 3, 4 meetings in the last couple of years with different groups coming in, and we have intentionally avoided having it here. We've had it at the Wellness Center. We've had one at the Hillsborough Cafeteria. I think when we had a meeting in the Hillsborough Gymnasium, we avoid bringing people into this building if we can. We're not expecting to buy or build the Taj Mahal, but we are wanting to find something that, first of all, is something that's more accessible to people because we have a lot of steps here. We want something that's maybe one story, handicap accessible, within our price range, and still close to the location we're in now. We've been looking. When Dr. Bechter was superintendent, we actually went and looked at some properties, but we never did find anything that really fit the bill. And at that time, we hadn't had the June flood that brought us in more flood money, so we had less money to work with. We're going to be looking at possibilities and strongly considering moving out of this building for several reasons. First of all, the flood insurance on this building is extremely high. Between this building and Marlinton Elementary School, we pay in excess of $30,000 a year in flood insurance. The insurance company has told us that our rate will increase 25% each year from here on out. The heating of this building is extremely high because you have 2 floors, high ceilings, and an old building. If you have a 1-story building with a newer heating system and you're not going to have to pay the flood insurance if you're out of the floodplain, then your costs to maintain that building will be cheaper. We're thinking the savings itself is going to help the county, and also the fact that we're using flood proceeds to pay for it doesn't cost the county any money. We would relocate our board meetings also to that new location.
Beam explains where they are at in the search for a new location.
We've looked at 2 properties this week. One we've kind of ruled out and one we're still looking at. Not all of our board members have seen the building yet. They may be aware of it, but they've not visited it to see how it would work as a board office. We're looking at everything. We're looking at what it would cost to update it because we'd have to have technology access to it. We're checking to see what the insurance would be. Like anything else with property, if you're truly interested in it and you can afford to do it, you need to not make a rash decision if you need to move forward because there's other people maybe looking at those same facilities. I will keep you informed as we go through this process.
Listen for part 2 of this story in which Mr. Beam provides an update on the status of the major improvement project submitted to the SBA to replace the sewer system at PCHS. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.